Dream Year. Make the leap from a job you hate to a life you love. By Ben Arment. Your Dream Year. 66% of Americans hate their jobs. Somewhere along the road to adulthood, they push their dreams to the side. They had to pay bills, and they feared taking risks. If you're tired of living that way, if you have a dream and you're willing to do something about it, this can be your dream year. Defining the dream. Your dream is the culmination of the experiences, gifts, passions, and opportunities you've had in your life. It all amounts to a unique expression only you can bring to the world. Ask yourself, in what areas have I excelled? What were the defining moments of my life? What passions or interests can I not shake? What are my frustrations? What hard work would I gladly do for free? What kinds of people are drawn to me? What comes easily to me? Where do my gifts collide with what other people want? What were my interests and tendencies as a child? Your dream has a history. Knowing when it showed up in your life will give you the confidence to pursue it. In addition, consider the solution your dream will offer to the world. Dan and Chip Heath describe the difference between marketing aspirin and vitamins. Vitamins are nice, they're healthy, but aspirin cures your pain. It's not a nice to have, it's a must have. You don't want to spend your time persuading people to embrace something they don't think they need. You want them to crave what you offer. Build your idea model. Why do you need an idea model? An idea model will transform your idea into an uncommon, more compelling version of it. Two steps. The first step is to compare your dream with the other offerings in your field. If it's not a unique idea, no one will notice it. Next, write all the rules of your industry. For example, pizza shops make circular pies with similar ingredients. Go through each rule in your industry. Some of them can be violated to produce better results. Find your formula. Your formula must show the unique imprint of your offering. It could be your pricing model, the personality of your brand, the way you treat customers, the quality of your materials, or the style of your work. You can find your formula through observation, research, and experimentation. Build your financial model. There's a single formula on which dreams rise and fail. Revenue minus expenses equals profit or loss. Project revenue. You'll need multiple income streams to make the most of your dream and guard against any downfalls. One solution is to create levels of engagement, packages that help people say yes to larger offerings. Imagine an inverted triangle. At the top of it, you have a free offer for your idea model. This could be a monthly e-newsletter, a PDF book, a trial, or something else. It's a way for people to become fans before they become customers. The next stage represents a moderate price point. It will enable people to buy something from you without going all in. For example, if you're a business consultant, you can offer a weekend seminar where people participate at a lower price than on one-on-one coaching. At the bottom of your funnel is the all-in version of your idea model. This is for the raving fans of your organization. It's your highest price and the fullest expression of your dream. Calculate your expenses. What are the activities of your model? List their costs. These are your expenses. Subtract the expenses from the revenue. If you're losing money on any of the packages, you can raise your prices, decrease your costs, or replace the unprofitable options with new ones. Executing the dream. The CEO in you. There's no greater tragedy than to go through life as a dreamer without taking any steps toward your dream. That's why it's time to fire ordinary you and put CEO you in charge. What's the difference, you might ask? Ordinary you gets distracted by personal issues and time constraints. CEO you separates private life from dream life and insists that you show up for work. Think about it. Would your boss let you take off any time you feel like it? Probably not, and neither should your dream. Ordinary you looks at the budget and says, "There's no way I can do it." CEO you strips away the dream from your personal finances and lets it live on its own spreadsheet. This protects your dream from the challenges of your ordinary life. Create a dream realization system. The minute you pursue your dream, the burden becomes bigger than the idea. At times, you'll wonder why you started in the first place. This is why you need a schedule. Set aside a daily or weekly time to do the hard work and commit to it. Define productivity. The key to getting things done is identifying the productive activities for your dream. If your dream is to sell products, you can't keep tweaking the website or postponing phone calls. Reach out to prospects, make appointments, and start selling now. Your dream comes to life through others. If your dream is a one-person dream, it's not big enough. Your dream team. Invite others to join your dream. Be upfront about whether you can afford to pay them or whether you're looking for volunteers. Share why you're doing what you're doing, and people will join you because they want to be a part of something great. Making asks. Your dream will never be fulfilled unless you become a rainmaker. Rainmakers generate revenue by making strategic asks. They ask for donations, contracts, deals, and opportunities. They ask to meet with leaders or speak to them over the phone. Have you heard of 6 degrees of separation? It says that everyone is at most 6 connections away from any other person in the world. But I believe it's even closer than that. You're only 1 or 2 steps away from the right person who can help your dream succeed. Often, your friends are in a better position to make an ask than you are. People base their decisions on the asker, not the ask. If they don't know who you are, why should they say yes? You need the right asker, and it's not necessarily always going to be you. Branding your dream. Designing the experience. It's not enough to offer a product, a service, or a cause to the world. People want a compelling experience. This experience is your brand. It includes your graphic design, but it's so much more than that. It's the feeling, personality, language, style, and overall approach of your dream. The story behind the brand. Branding is much easier when there's a story behind the experience. People want a story more exciting than their own lives. Why did you get started with your dream? What were the circumstances around your beginning? What enemies does your dream have? These are some questions to start while crafting the story of your brand. Create a style guide. You need rules to keep your brand's integrity intact. This applies to what colors you use, how you display your logo, the voice in which you blog, how you answer the phone, and how you handle complaints. Once you determine the essential ingredients for your brand, put them into action. Your communications arsenal. Identify how you communicate with your clients, community, or customers. Then ask a designer to create tools for the bases. These tools can include logo, website, ads, and much more. Marketing your dreams. Building your platform. People only notice you when you're the best in the world at something and when you offer value to them. So answer this question. In what area are you the world's leading expert? Next, determine how you'll offer value to the world in your area of expertise. Will you shoot videos for YouTube? Will you start a blog? How about an e-newsletter? Offer value consistently, and the people who care will come rallying around you. Finally, figure out a way to capture people's contact information, especially their email addresses. A growing email list will allow you to reach out when you need to. 1,000 True Fans. The 1,000 True Fans principle states that anyone who produces works of art needs to accumulate only 1,000 true fans to earn a living. This goes for artists, entrepreneurs, advocates, and authors. Think about the following you want to build. What kind of people are they? How do they think and where do you find them? Limit your audience, so you'll create a loyal fan base. Find your 1,000 true fans first, and the masses will come. How to create a marketing plan. First, describe the people you want to reach, their characteristics, interests, lifestyle, and so on. Second, take stock of your resources, such as budget, platform, connections, team, and talents. Third, brainstorm the ways you could reach your audience. If you can afford advertisement, research the costs and demographics of the best outlets. If you have no budget, list the free activities you'd consider, like press releases, social media, product samples, and others. Fourth, commission a designer to create the promotional materials for your marketing plan. Finally, plot your marketing plan and execute. Growing the business. Ways to grow your business. Quit what doesn't work. Every system is designed to achieve results. If you're not getting good results, quit doing it. Adjust your idea model. As your idea thrives and spreads, it won't be long before someone else copies your model. If you don't stay ahead of the competition, they'll overtake you in no time. Find great partners. As you seek to find partners for your dream, think about what you can offer them in exchange for the value you need. Create new offerings. Your business can grow by adding new offerings that leverage the momentum you've gained in other core areas. Deliver it differently. How can you deliver your idea in a new and interesting way? What about a video version of your ebook, a downloadable product, or an online version of your course? Expand your territory. Expanding your business is not just about geography. New territory can include sidesteps into relevant industries. Go open source. Don't be afraid to open your formula to other people for customization. Customers demonstrate a remarkable loyalty to companies that trust them with their assets. Just look at Wikipedia. Sustaining the dream. Just because it's your dream doesn't mean it'll be easy. In fact, this will be the hardest thing you've ever done. At times, you'll be tempted to give up, but refuse to walk away. You can withstand more difficulty than you think. Do not let the world miss out on your dream.